Today's scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 7. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word.
Well, most people know the name John Krasinski from the role that he plays on the popular television show The Office. Now, I've never watched an episode of The Office. I mean, my children love this show for some reason, and I understand that they are not alone. But Krasinski also has of late been cast in the role of Jack Ryan, which I do find more to my taste. But even more recently, John Krasinski has started a new webcast. He has a webcast on YouTube called SGN, Some Good News, with the daily stream of reports surrounding COVID-19 and its impact on the world. As most of us know, the news more often than not doesn't take away, but it adds. It adds to our collective anxieties. It adds to our collective worry. And in light of what seems like a daily stream of bad news, Krasinski thought it a good idea to create a space for some good news. And so he asked people on his Twitter and on his Facebook accounts to send to him reports, to send him pictures, and to send him video of good things happening despite the desperateness of our days. And as you can imagine, the response was overwhelming. Reports and pics and video poured in from all over the world. Apparently, people are desperate for some good news. His first webcast has over 15 million views. The world is starving, beloved, for good news. It's always starving. But more these days, it seems, than ever. And I feel the angst. I understand. Sometimes I even turn my radio off in the morning, because it just seems to be one bad report after another. And yet, I am reminded, as all Christians should be reminded, particularly in this week of all weeks, that Christians understand that no matter how much bad news we hear, there is, and we always have, quote unquote, some good news. We have some good news that is greater news. Jesus is alive. Our Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. And therefore, beloved, the church doesn't wait for Mr. Krasinski to hear some good news. We have good news every day. Jesus is alive. Coronavirus may be on the rise, but Jesus is alive. Unemployment may be on the rise, but Jesus is alive. The stock market may be down. The stores may run out of toilet paper. Your local Chick-fil-A may close. But Jesus is alive. And that's good news. I mean, this is news that the world can use. This is news that was good, is good, and will always be good news. This is not yesterday's news. This is yesterday, today, and forever news. This is the best news. In fact, when the Apostle Paul was concluding his first letter to the Christians in Corinth, in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, he concluded it by reminding them of what was the most important thing. In fact, essentially he told them, he says, all the things that I could say to you right now, of all the things that I could say to you right now, I want to remind you of what is most important. And the most important thing was that despite of all the issues that they were experiencing, they had received some good news. Some good news. That's what the word gospel means, right? The word gospel means good news. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 1 in the New Living Translation, it reads like this. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. Paul says that I have preached to you some good news. And it is good news because, first of all, Paul says, it is important news. It is important news. In verse 3 of chapter 15, Paul had shared many important elements of the Christian life with the Corinthians, right? He had talked about sanctification. He had talked about love. He had talked about the gifts of the Spirit. And yet, as he concludes, he reminds them that nothing was more important of everything that he shared than was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This was important news. Not only was it important news, Paul says this is historical news. You see that in verse 4. That Christ died, and when Christ died, it was and was raised again. He didn't do it in secret. It wasn't made up. He died and rose again according to the Scriptures. The prophets had predicted it. Jesus himself had promised it. It was important news. This was historical news. This was verifiable news. See that in 15, beginning in verse 5. In our day, fake news is everywhere. It was the same in Jesus' day. There were fake news. There were fake reports of what had happened to Jesus. And Paul says, I want to remind you, I want to dismiss the fake reports and remind you that the resurrection of Jesus was witnessed. That there were witnesses. Peter saw him. James saw him. Paul says, I saw him. It's important news. Historical news. It's verifiable news. The resurrection was, beloved, and what Paul reminds us here, it still is important. The resurrection was, And as the Apostle Paul reminds us here, still is good news. It was good news for those who saw it. It is good news for those who believe it. It was good news for those who saw it. I mean, this really is the cornerstone of the Bible's argument here in chapter 15 and verse 5 of 1 Corinthians. There were those who saw Jesus alive after the resurrection. They saw him. And so the resurrection of Jesus was not just a revelation. The resurrection of Jesus was a revolution. It was a revolution for those who were eyewitnesses of it. Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ was good news. I don't think that we really understand how good the news of the resurrection was to them and how good it should be to us. But the resurrection was good news to those who saw it. Why? It was good news to those who saw it because the bad news was so bad. And it was no worse to anybody than it was to Peter. You remember Peter and the disciples? For them, the crucifixion was bad news. I mean, beloved, it was the worst of all news. When Jesus was crucified, it was literally the darkest of darkest days. In Luke chapter 23, beginning in verse 44, the Bible tells us that it was literally a dark day. It was now about noon, the Bible says, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining. It was dark. It was dark in the world. It was dark for everybody, but especially dark for Peter. We call it Good Friday, but for Peter and the apostles, it was anything but good. Jesus was dead, and so were all their hopes, and so were all their dreams and plans of an earthly kingdom. They had thought that going to Jerusalem might just be the final coronation. And instead, they received the crucifixion. You remember when Jesus was arrested in the garden? The disciples fled. They found Peter. They questioned Peter, and Peter denied even knowing the Lord. You can imagine the shame of abandoning his master in that crucial, critical hour, and how it left him hiding. And how it left him afraid even after the crucifixion. They thought, Peter thought, the disciples thought, all was lost. All was hopeless, because this is what bad news does, beloved. This is what bad news does. It creates a sense of hopelessness. It creates a sense of helplessness, of loss and fear. And the disciples felt hopeless. They felt helpless. They felt lost. They were fearful and anxious. But on Sunday morning, you know what happened? Peter got some good news. For 3 days, beloved, for 3 days, Peter and the rest of the disciples wondered and were afraid of what would happen to them now. They wondered Thursday night. They wondered and were afraid Friday. They wondered and were afraid all day Saturday. They wondered and woke up afraid even Sunday morning. But the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 24 and verse 10 that early Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene came to where the disciples were, and she said, "Get up! Get up! I got some good news. Wake up! Wake up! All is not lost. No matter what you might have heard, I've got good news. Peter, Jesus is alive." You know what Isaiah 52 and 7 says? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And beloved, there could not have been any better news to the ears and the hearts and the minds of the disciples, and especially Peter, than when Mary Magdalene came and told them, "Jesus is alive." You know what Peter did? The Bible says in Luke chapter 24 and verse 12, Peter got up and ran. He ran to the tomb. He ran to the tomb to see for himself. Why? Because the resurrection was news he could use. The resurrection was news worth running for. And he ran because the resurrection is good news, beloved. It is good news because it is hope for the hopeless. It is strength for the weak. It is salvation for the lost. It was good news to those who saw it. I don't even think we can imagine how good that was to the ears of Peter, to the hearts and the minds of those disciples. Jesus is alive. But it wasn't just good news to those who saw it. The Bible says that it is good news to those who believe it. Because, beloved, not everyone saw Jesus. You do understand that, right? Not everyone saw Jesus. Some just heard he was raised. And that too was good news. The Bible reminds us that indeed there were many who did see Jesus after the resurrection. In verse 5, we see that Jesus appeared to Peter and the rest of the disciples. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 15, the Bible says that Jesus appeared to several others on the road to Emmaus. In Luke 20 and verse 14, the Bible says that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 5, it says that Jesus appeared to some 500 others, including Paul himself. But you do understand that Paul writes to those who haven't seen. When he writes to the Corinthian Christians, they hadn't seen the risen Christ. And yet the Bible says that they still believed the good news. In verse 1, it says, Paul says that they had received the good news, even without seeing. In verse 2, it says that they believed the good news, even without seeing. Someone has said that seeing is believing. No, beloved, true faith is believing without seeing. And when Jesus appeared to the disciples in John 20, the Bible tells us that many of them still doubted his resurrection, including Thomas. But when Jesus appeared to Thomas, you know what Jesus told Thomas? He says, Thomas, because you have seen me, you believed. But blessed, Thomas, are those who have not seen and yet have believed. The resurrection, beloved, of Jesus Christ is not just good news for those who saw it, but even more so, it is more blessed news for those who have not seen him and still believe. Seeing the resurrection of Jesus Christ, beloved, is not the gospel. That's not the gospel. The good news of the gospel is to those who believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that's what the Bible says. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you believe, not have you seen, but have you believed that God raised Christ from the dead, then you are blessed because you are saved. This is the ground and the substance of the gospel. This is the warp and the woof of our faith this morning. Believing that God has raised Christ from the dead. Peter had seen Christ raised from the dead and thus believed. And yet, when he wrote to us almost enviously, saying, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, you believe. I can hear Peter saying in his own heart, oh, ye of little faith, I was. But you have not seen him, and yet you still love him. You did not see him, and yet you still believe. And you rejoice with an inexpressible joy that is filled with glory. Oh, beloved, the hope and joy of faith this morning is not seeing, but believing. Believing the testimonies of those who did see, and believing the testimony of the Spirit to the truth of the good news that Jesus lives. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Yes, beloved, the Lord lives in your heart. Christ Jesus in you, the hope of glory. But I just don't know he lives because Christ is in me. I know he lives because the apostles saw the good news. And not only do I know because the apostles saw the good news, I know because the Bible proclaims that good news. And I believe. And I believe. And this is good news yesterday. This is some good news today. This is some good news forever. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's pray.